wake up, my mom yells. I wake to see the clock. 7:30, it's time to go to school, that is. It's my first day. Kindergarten was supposed to be the life for most kids, but for some reason that day, I expected to die. The fog billowing out of the classroom should have been a clear sign of what's to come, but I never caught on until my parents left me with him. Who is him, you ask? He's not important to the story. Then my teacher came in with a strange-looking jet smack, and he said it would take us through time portals. That scared most of the kids, and they all ran away. The teacher was only able to grab four of us with his grapple gun. I'll be honest, I was f***ing scared. He sent poor Timmy to the closet to put away all of our packed lunches. He said we won't be needing them where we're going, 'cause we can get some burgers there. The ceiling panel labeled portal exploded as fiery bits fell down, igniting Timmy. After a quick little funeral, teacher threw all of the three of us into the portal, one by one. It took three tries to get me in, which was weird because Anna and Jack Jordan went up with no problems. The teacher said I was interesting. Before we knew it, we were all slipping through time portals in the wee hours of kindergarten. Blue, green, red, orange, and blue swirls of light surrounded us for about 5 minutes before we were dropped off out of mid-sky, only to land in a small medieval town.
Knights and dragons duked it out for master supremacy of the world. Poor Anna didn't even see that sword miss the dragon's throat and end up in hers.
I want my mommy, Jack Jordan cried out, but the teacher said it's too late, the spell won't work again. I said, what? We're stuck in this place? Teacher said, yup, for the rest of time. We strolled into the bazaar and picked up a few supplies, mainly just stuff we needed. It was at that exact moment when the Wizard of Alakazam appeared, and he said he could get us back to the classroom. We agreed and let him try his wand on Jack Jordan first. Boy, am I glad it wasn't me, 'cause Jack Jordan turned into a three-legged frog before being squashed by the teacher, who was a little creeped out by it. Teacher
I yelled, all my friends are dead and I want to go home. He said, but why? We haven't even won the tour of the castle yet. That's when a bird called my name and perched itself on my head, eventually pulling out my spine. I knew from the moment I woke up that morning that I was going to die. Teacher later found a way back to the classroom and graded all of our papers for a final grade. I passed.